Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Klal Chaf Dalet Siman Beis. We spoke about the issue that a person, in order to be Yotzi Tefillah, needs to have Kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Chafetz Chaim suggested an Eitzah if a person did not have Kavanah and he realizes as he's later in Shemoneh Esrei, he should pause, wait till the Chazan starts Chazar Shashatz, listen to Chazar Shashatz from the beginning until the point where he's at, and then continues davening on his own. We mentioned that the Poskim do not recommend using the Chofetz Chaim's Eitzah, and we left with the question, why not? So there's a few points over here. This all works, assuming that the Chazan would have Kavanah in the first bracha himself, but the same way we are concerned that the person who's davening to himself did not have Kavanah in the first bracha, and we don't want him to go back because possibly he will not have Kavanah, so the Chazan might not have Kavanah either. Now, obviously the case of the Chazan not having Kavanah is better than the person going back, because when the person actually goes back, there's a potential of brachos levatolo. The Chazan is davening, and that's his business to make sure he has Kavanah, but it's not a brachos levatolo on the part of the davener. On the other hand, what did he accomplish by waiting and pausing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So therefore, the one suggestion is it's not worthwhile to do that, because it could be it's not going to accomplish anything, and pausing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is not appropriate. Furthermore, the person needs to, in order for this to work, a person has to be focused and listen to the Chazan from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei till the point where he's at, to make sure he at least he hears the minimal parts of each bracha which are necessary for him to hear to the bracha through Shemei Ka'ina, which that itself is a difficult thing to do. So we have two potential issues. So that's not the Eitzah which we use. So what is the Eitzah which we use? So we're saying that the Kavanah of Pirshei Milos is Ma'akeh, but there is a suggestion to say that maybe there are other Kavanahs that one must have in Shemoneh Esrei, and maybe that's really what is Ma'akeh, and not Kavanah of Pirshei Milos. We mentioned before that a person has to have Kavanah to be used to the Mitzvah Tefillah, and there's a Mitzvah Tefillah D'Orais according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Tefillah D'Rabbanan according to the Rambam. There is the act of Shemit Tefillah V'Sachanunim Lifnei Hamokim, that a person should be beseeching and requesting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should be a mitzvah lifnei hamokim. It should be the act of standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there are those who suggest that maybe that the Kavanah which is ma'akev in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is not pirush hamilas, but the awareness that you're standing and talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that really is doable for most people to have in mind, the awareness that they're standing and talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So at least we could say, according to that approach, a person would be Yotze. So that's why we say maybe he's Yotze according to that opinion. Going back and being quiet and relying on the Eitzah is not such a good Eitzah. Going back is not such a good Eitzah. So we rely on this. We rely on that, at least in the Bidi Yabin. End of that point. The Bir Alocha points out, according to the Rashba, that this issue of having Kavanah in the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, and they're not supposed to, which means, simply means, as you're saying the words, you have to make sure you're focused on the words. But if a person, let's say for argument's sake, says a few words, and pauses, and during his pause, his mind wanders, that should not be problematic. But the Rashba holds that it is. That during the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, even his mind wandering, when he's not saying the words, would mean that he's not going to be Yotzei. He has to be totally focused the whole time of the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, according to the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be very careful about this, because you don't really have an Eitzah of going back, and it's a good possibility that you're not going to be Yotzei if you don't have this total focus for the first Baruch. We mentioned this once before, that is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of the idea of people saying the first bracha slowly. The goal over here is just to understand the simple words of what they mean, which is not so difficult to do. Reading it slowly sometimes allows for the person to have more, to be, for his mind to wander for a moment, to just say the bracha in the natural language, the natural flow. Focus on what you're saying as best as possible. Try not to get distracted into anything else, and that's going to be the best Eitzah of how to say the first Baruch Shemoneh Esrei appropriately. Last point over here, there's a lach of tefillah v'sachanunim l'tnei hamokim, which you pointed out from the Bach, that could be that's ma'akeh b'di'evad.
Now, if the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is the bracha which is ma'akev, and the idea of tefillah is going to be tefillah v'sachanunim l'fnei hamakom, it comes out that a person should have the kavanah of tefillah v'sachanunim l'fnei hamakom in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which means it should be bakasha, but the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is praise and not bakasha. So seemingly, the idea of the praise we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be clear to us that we are saying this as part of the process of coming and presenting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs. And we come and we submit, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, Baruch Hashem, you are so wonderful, you are so special, you are such a Baal Chesed, you care so much about us. So even though we're not asking, please take care of us, but it's in the context of the Ani coming by the door and saying, you are so wonderful, obviously the point is, therefore help me. And the person should have that in mind as well. Have a good day.